From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This week we've got a batch of new music discoveries that you need to hear. From punk out of Guadalajara, Mexico, to a genre-defying duo from right here in Chicago.
Plus, we'll talk to MSNBC host and hip-hop fan Ari Melber about integrating rap lyrics into his coverage of politics and world events.
In a healthy democratic society, news and journalism should infuse the common facts and analysis that we all work with, even if we come out to different positions. The idea that the musicians are in this dialogue with us because we're engaging some of their wisdom, I think is exciting.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and Greg, later in the show, we're going to talk to Ari Melber of MSNBC. I don't know about you, I am a news junkie these days. MSNBC is on constantly. The thing that jumps out about Ari Melber as a host is that at 38, he grew up knowing and loving hip-hop, and he will frequently pepper his interviews with very appropriate hip-hop quotes. That's later in the show, but first, Buried Treasures.
Yes, Jim, Buried Treasures. We try to do this as often as we can on the show. At least once a month now, it seems like we're doing these because there's so many great records coming out that we can't keep up with all of them. A lot of them don't get the attention they deserve. This is our opportunity to play a little catch-up with some music that we haven't been able to talk about on the show previously, but think you need to hear. So you've got our first pick, Jim.
I do, Greg. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm getting besieged by, you know, 100 or 150 emails a month, and I put them in the buried treasure folder, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we are gearing up for a show, I go through them and I listen. It's so easy now to find stuff on the net. This was a discovery that is streaming on the net. Check it out. Miss World is the name of the artist I'm going to play first, Greg. She's got a new 13-track album out, Keeping Up with Miss World, self-described London-born pop provocateur Natalie Chahal has done some recording in Toronto as well. What I love about this is it's very clearly aimed at the sort of current teen pop market in terms of the songwriting and the kind of the ambition of the tracks, except it's produced in what sounds like a four-track garage basement studio, right? So it's got kind of the best of the indie grunge like Ty Siegel thing with Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And it's just a very unlikely combination. Chahal, Miss World, is talking about typical kind of teen romantic concerns. A lot of pop culture references. This song I'm going to play, Click and You're Mine, YR, is about like romance on the net, all right? Everybody today is meeting somebody, hooking up, as the kids say, on the net somewhere. And this is sort of paying homage to it, but at the same time, wondering if that's the best way for us really, I think, to connect with people. Miss World is both reveling in sort of the pop moment and sort of being cynical about the current media celebrity obsessions, I think. Click and You're Mine by Miss World on Sound Opinions.
Thank you.
Miss World, click in your mind on Sound Opinions. Greg, you got a buried treasure for us?
I do. My first pick is Soft Science, a band that I have been talking about on the show in the past.
I have heard you talk about it.
The Big Takeover. I blame them. I credit them wholeheartedly. The Big Takeover, the bi-yearly fanzine put out by Jack Rabbit out of New York City. He was the one that put them on the map for me by extolling their second record. It's a band out of Sacramento, California, Soft Science. They don't tour a lot. They put out their albums every few years, and I think they're wonderful. Every person that I've played this band for is raved about it. Like, wow, this is really cool. Why haven't I heard about this? Exactly. Why haven't we heard more about this band? I think they write really good songs within that sort of My Bloody Valentine / Dream Pop / shoegaze mold of late 80s, early 90s that we love so much. Katie Haley, the vocalist, has that serene touch on the vocals, keeping that melody in focus. What I like about the band is they are so song-oriented. These are very concise, well-written songs within that chaos, that tension between the fragility in the vocals and the chaos in the guitars. Matt Levine is the guitarist in this band. His brother, Ross, his twin brother, Ross Levine, adds a lot of textures on keyboards that add just an added element of chaos and intrigue to the mix. I mean, there's what you think you're hearing, horn parts, string parts in some of these songs are actually Ross's keyboards. Soft Science is the band. Undone is the song from the new album Maps on Sound Opinions. That is Undone from Soft Science, their third album, Maps, one of my buried treasures on Sound Opinions. Jim, what do you got next?
I'm going to Mexico, Greg. You know, our producers were making fun of me using the term the net, right? Like, kids today, why don't you call it the net, online, whatever. You know, one of the things that astounded me about Canibales was I could find out almost no information. Mm. This is a quartet that formed in Guadalajara, Mexico in 2005. They have a great EP out called Rock and Roll. The only things I found on the net were in Spanish. And there were only like two or three. And I fell in love with this band instantly. They're singing in Spanish. I have no idea what they're singing, but it is the universal language of Motorhead and the Helicopters. Somewhere between ferocious thrash metal, speed metal, and that super garagey Detroit sound. You know, you and I, we're suckers for that, right? but coming at us with this aggression from south of the border, they actually went to the other side of the United States to record and master in Canada, in Vancouver. So they're skipping over the U.S. of A. I hope they don't stay there. I want them to come. I want them to get across that wall, and I want to hear this live now. Canibales, the song is Electridad on Sound Opinions. I needed that this morning. Canibales, Electridad. Got another buried treasure, Greg?
Yes, Jim. I'm going to South Korea for my next band. It's called Say Sumi. One of my friends is a huge indie pop fan, and she turned me on to this band. They apparently played South by Southwest, or at least they were scheduled to. I'm not sure if they actually made that gig. But they have been putting out some fine records since 2012. They got signed to a British label, Damnably, that has put out records by Shonen Knife and Wussy in the past, get a little higher profile on their second record. They endured some tragedy. Their drummer was in a coma about a year and a half ago and is still recovering from that. And as a result, people who are listening to their first proper record are saying, well, they're hearing a little bit of melancholy in the vocals. And I think that just adds everything to the band because they do have that aggressive guitar bass sound. There's a little bit of surf in there. There's a little bit of they're students of British and American indie rock, obviously, and you can hear that in the music. But the vocals, again, really make it. The female vocalist in the band is terrific in the way she was able to sort of give this sort of deadpan melancholy to these very aggressive guitar-based songs. This is Say Sumi with a song called Old Town from their new album, Where We Were Together, on Sound Opinions.
Time.
Old Town from Say Sue Me, one of my buried treasures. The album is called Where We Were Together on Sound Opinions. When we come back, we're going to share more of our buried treasures that you need to hear. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Codd, and I'm here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis. We're sharing some of our latest buried treasures, records recently released, going underneath the mainstream radar. We think you need to hear them. Hope you'll like them. Jim, you're up next.
Greg, you know, a buried treasure isn't necessarily a brand new discovery. Sometimes there are artists who have gotten forgotten by the passage of time. Julian Cope is one of them. Saint Julian. I would do a six-part series on Julian Cope. You know, who is Julian Cope? Surfaces in that scene in the UK, post-punk, fellow traveler with Echo and the Bunnymen. His first band was The Teardrop Explodes. Bubblegum Psychedelia. So in the 80s, he has that career, then goes solo. Doesn't take off for a while, but I will say that in the 90s, he made, you know, no fewer than half a dozen brilliant, I mean, masterpiece, I mean, as good as Brian Eno albums. Peggy Suicide, Jehovah Kill, Autogeddon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he been since? 1996, Interpreter, is the last sort of major Julian Cope record. You know, he's made 17 albums, though, since 1996. And a lot of what Julian does now is basement recordings that he sells on his website, Head Heritage. He has done three installments of a series called Skellington. Skellington is described as acid campfire songs. I think that's pretty good. So picture the Stonehenge and the middle of the night, and Julian has a campfire set up in front of it and a four-track recorder, maybe some friends, maybe not. That's the music he's trying to make. It's weird. It's wonderful. It's always very melodic, despite the strangeness. So Skellington 3 is his most recent collection of these songs. This is a tune called That Don't Make a Revolution. These days, I think at 60 or so, Julian is looking back a lot at the ferocity of the rock and roll he has always loved, a big devotee of Iggy Pop, but also getting older, the politics of this weird moment, and still finding energy in this music to propel him. That's what I think this song is about, but with Julian, you never know. That Don't Make a Revolution, Julian Cope on Sound Opinions.
Well, I can cut my hair and shave my thighs, HD brows, no compromise, but that don't make a revolution. Well, I can start a commune built on fright, roasted vegans every night, but that don't make a revolution. But that don't make a revolution. Revolution arises on the bus to devise, he's got a million disguises, come on. Revolution erupts in the middle of flower shows. Ask David Campbell, he'd know. He'd know, he'd know, 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 he'd know. Well, I was having fun just 22 when old Buff did Brexit through. I wasn't paying much attention. I wasn't paying much attention. I tried to bite my tongue and grit my teeth, eyes black circles underneath, and things I wouldn't want to mention. And things I wouldn't want to mention. Revolution must come, no longer under their thumb. I'm not a peasant and I'm not a bum. A revolution must come.
Julian Cope, Skellington 3. Dig around on the interwebs, kids. It is an amazing record. What do you got, Greg?
Jim, the next is a underground band out of Chicago, the Oh My's. They have been around Chicago for a number of years. I've always been intrigued by them, and I think one of the reasons I like them so much, and at the same time I'm puzzled by them, is it's really difficult to slot them in any particular genre. They sort of fall between the cracks, which I think is a real strength of their songwriting and their approach. It's basically a two-man group with a rotating cast of collaborative players. Nick Hennessy on keyboards and Maceo Vidal-Hames is the lead vocalist and guitarist in the band and the main songwriter. They've got a new album coming out. Actually, they're calling their first proper album is going to be out next month, and they've got a single preceding it that sort of speaks to some of the diversity in the band. I mean, there's elements of neo-soul, indie pop. There's these atmospheric, moody ballads that they write. A lot of those elements are in this song, and it's just beautiful. When I heard it, I was stunned how good it was. The Oh My's with a song called Starship on Sound Opinions from the forthcoming album Tomorrow.
Lessons will we both meet? We just wanna be free. Let it be emotion. Second that emotion. Humming like a tall breeze. We never seem to speak. We just taking time to be, yes. Open up and let's be whole. You bring me something I can't know. Get my hands up in my soul. Something sweet and natural. You bring me something real. The moments that we feel, moments that we feel, feelings that we feel, feelings that we
Starship from the Oh My's on Sound Opinions. Jim, what's your final buried treasure?
Greg, my last buried treasure this time around is a duo called Ginkoa that formed from two people on opposite sides of the ocean. Nicole Rochelle is a singer, vocalist from New York. Antoine Chatinet is a multi-instrumentalist from Paris. They met, and this is too precious to be believed, at a French-Parisian jazz club, okay? And they set out to try to answer the question, what would it sound like if Nina Simone suddenly went electronic, doing club music, trap, future bass? I think they actually pull that off. That's a recipe for shtick if you've ever heard one. But I think they dig deep, and it's seductive, it's entrancing, it's wonderfully, it's just wonderful music. And Rochelle has an incredible voice. She also has an earlier life. She was a child actress, Shining Time Station, and four episodes as one of Rudy's friends on The Cosby Show. She attended Bill Cosby's trial and made worldwide headlines for a very vocal protest about that great comedian allegedly preying on women for decades. So there's an element of politics in this music, but subtly there's an element of the never-ending challenges of gender relations. That's what I hear this song being about, Boy Bounce. They have a new EP out called One Time, and it's just beginning to end great. Ginkoa, Boy Bounce on Sound Opinions.
Big boy bounce. We are something sweet, we are something cool, but you wanted me. won't suffice. Oh, big boys just bounce, bounce right out of my door. And big boys just bounce, bounce, don't come back no more. And you better bounce, bounce, grow yourself a parent. Big boys just bounce, bounce, did you ever really care? Big boys bounce. You hate it when I wear my super tiny skirt. You told me it's my fault when others come to flirt. You said please don't move much, not in a sexy way. Cause if you do, my dear, I'm so sorry you can't stay. Big boys just bounce.
I'm the devil, maybe you're right, maybe it's true. But if you like me so much, my honey boo boo, what the hell does that make you? You got all this talk, all these tools, all this game and all your rules. But where was this judgment when you were the one running around holding your tongue with extra clothes lying by your bed, messing around with my heart and my head? Savvy talking, leading on man, two boots by your door.
Boy Bounce by Jinkoa. The EP is called One Time on Sound Opinions. Greg, you got one more buried treasure?
Jim, I want to talk about a band out of England called Idles, I-D-L-E-S, not I-D-O-L-S. It's a punk band formed in Bristol in 2012. Their first album came out in 2017. They're well known in England, but don't have nearly a big enough following in the United States. I think that's going to change when their second record, Joy as an Act of Resistance, comes out in August. They've released a couple of singles off of it already, and the one I'm going to play, I think, is the song of the summer in many ways. It talks about the immigration issue as a contentious point for many countries around the world. It's particularly true in England, the England of Brexit and anti-immigrant fervor. This is a song speaking out about, you know, we're all brothers and sisters here in this world. We need to welcome immigrants. We're a land of immigrants. Why are we shutting them out? The opening lines of Danny Nedelko are, my blood brother is an immigrant, a beautiful immigrant. You know, these guys in Idles, they look like a bunch of guys who are going to beat you up in an alley, but there's a lot of tenderness in their songs and a lot of political edge as well. I think they're one of the great forthcoming bands in the world because of what they're saying in their songs and how they're saying it. Idles with a song called Danny Nedelko on Sound Opinions.
One of Greg Kot's buried treasures, Idles, Danny Nedelko. That wraps up our latest batch of buried treasures, and now we want to hear from you. Leave a message on our hotline with your name, your buried treasure pick, and why at 888-859-1800. We'll be back in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Ari Melvin, rap genius.
I don't know how much hip-hop you listen to. There's a famous song, It's Going Down in the DM. That refers to what happens with direct messaging. You know, we're talking about Rick Gates. I don't know if you ever listened to the rapper Kevin Gates, who says, all my diamonds shining because they're really diamonds. Call it the Dr. Dre rule of politics. When you diss Trump, you diss yourself.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He is Greg Kot. And that is a little bit of audio from a segment on John Oliver's show last week tonight about our guest this week, MSNBC's Ari Melber. Even before Oliver got to it, Greg, I have been struck for a long time watching The Beat, the show that Melber hosts on MSNBC, digging deep into political and legal stories, by the way that he will suddenly pull out fluently and often very melodically a rap lyric that enlightens the point he's trying to make. He's a busy man. He not only hosts his own show, he's on like every other show on MSNBC. But we want to welcome Ari Melber to Sound Opinions. Hi, Ari.
This is one of the shows I'm appearing on, apparently.
Well, there you go. You know, now we want to talk to you not about being a news anchor, bringing that legal perspective as a lawyer to your interviews, to the 47 stories that tend to break in every hour these days. I wanted to talk to you about hip-hop. You know, Greg and I are rock critics. We are obsessed with viewing the world through the prism of popular music, right? Mm-hmm, old, mm-hmm. New, hip-hop, rock and roll, everything. I love the way that in this moment of incredible legal ramifications and possible criminal behavior, you have a hip-hop quote for everything.
As Jay-Z said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. A wise man told me don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who is who. Plead the fifth when it comes to the fam. I'm like a dog. I never speak, but I understand.
Talk about becoming a hip-hop fan.
I got caught up with hip-hop when I started Garfield High School in Seattle. So I was about 14 years old. And Garfield's a school with a rich musical tradition. It's where Jimi Hendrix went, Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
The auditorium's still named after him. In later years, we've shifted it a little bit. Macklemore went there. shout out to Macklemore. That was what was going on, and it wasn't a big thing. The music was all around. That's what everyone was listening to. First album I got was Fugees, because I had a bit of a reggae background before that. Why am I trapped in a cage? Bobby can't get a fade. Teacher, check my page. I grab the mic in a rage. And then it just built from there, and that's all we did. Everyone was into music and rap and talking about it. Not exclusively that. I saw the Grateful Dead play 2 Memorial Stadium shows in Seattle in 94. Mm. We had, of course, Soundgarden going on. We had Kurt Cobain. We had all Mudhoney. I mean, it's just a rich musical tradition. So the rap thing has definitely gotten some traction, and I love rap, but I would describe myself as a huge music fan across the board.
In particular, with your coverage, so much of it on MSNBC, consumed with the Trump-Russia probe, it seems to me that we are at a singular gangsta rap moment in the White House. And so you have a tendency to drop Jay-Z quotes, hip-hop quotes from across the board. Your knowledge is deep. You always have, and not gratuitously, I think once per show, you may drop in a rap-related, in particular, lyric to the shenanigans that allegedly are going on in Washington.
Can Bob Mueller make Donald Trump testify? The answer to that question could impact the entire Russia probe, even the rest of the Trump presidency. So tonight, I bring you this special report on the actual facts and legal foundation here. And you can actually understand this showdown between Mueller and Trump as a fight over a few classic rules, or commandments, if you will. And the first is, never let them know your next move.
Number two. Never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your highness. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for their bricks and chips.
Well, the reason that it works more in that genre than others right now, I would call it, you know, rap, hip-hop, trap music, gangster rap I think of is more 90s West Coast. But all of it is more relevant because crime is a big part of covering the Trump White House.
Yeah.
Now, that was not the case in the last administration. These are facts. There was not an open criminal probe in the White House. There were not guilty pleas by top aides, and that was over 8 years. So when you say, how do you reach for it, people also are reaching for more Godfather and mafia film references, not only because there's a kind of a general collective criminal enterprise mood, but because there are literally situations reminiscent of the Godfather, a lawyer who's not really a lawyer, but more of a fixer or consigliere. So likewise, you know, some of the things that I've quoted, and what's also been interesting, if some of your listeners are just learning about this now, is we've had a back and forth with the musicians, which doesn't always happen and certainly can't happen if, I mean, someone was saying Manafort cannot run away from who he really is, which is why he's being busted for witness tampering, because he doesn't know any other way than to act this way. And I said it's reminiscent of Bob Marley saying, you're running and you're running and you're running away, but you can't run away from yourself. Well, Bob Marley, rest in peace, obviously is not going to be involved in this conversation.
Right,
when I quoted 50 Cent on Morning Joe to explain why people think Michael Cohen might flip, when the feds come in the game, loyalty is limited.
And no greater legal authority than Curtis Jackson has said, when the feds come in the game, loyalty is limited.
50 Cent the same day posted a response video back and gave more analysis on Michael Cohen and said, look, he's not from around here. He's not going to be able to handle this.
Harvey, he like Trump. Michael like Trump, but he don't like him enough to go through that time for him. He ain't from the neighborhood.
And so now we're in a thing that I think is important in news and culture, which is news is not something that should be up in some little corner of society for certain types of people who consider themselves informed. In a healthy democratic society, news and journalism should infuse the common facts and analysis that we all work with, even if we come out to different positions. That's what's beautiful about democracy. But the idea that the musicians are in this dialogue with us because we're engaging some of their wisdom, I think is exciting.
Yeah.
Hip-hop's got this reputation, though, as an inherently political art form, which I think is justified. I mean, you go back to the message in 82, 83...
Broken glass everywhere. People sitting on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I try to get away.
To the current day, where they're basically addressing issues of the street, which in fact are political. Is it because of that richness in terms of the content that enables you to sort of weave those into these stories? Because I think, you know, as Chuck D was talking about back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, this is a political art form that isn't being broadcast on TV. You're not seeing these stories being told on the newscast. Is this your effort to try to bring some of that into how you're covering these stories?
Well, it's a great point, in the same way that if you live in Syria, it's not a question of whether you're interested in foreign policy and refugee issues, right? There's an almost a privilege that comes with deciding to be interested in something as a topic. If it's your life, it's your life. And so there's a lot of parts of America, I think, as you're alluding to, where if you're growing up in a dispossessed community or a place where government decisions, market, financial, Wall Street decisions determine the options or oppressions of your life, then you're going to come up in that conversation. It's automatic. It's not even a choice. And that's certainly a big part of a lot of hip-hop. Not all hip-hop, by the way, because there is hip-hop that it comes from a much more stylistic or goofy place, or that's not only rooted in those stories in those neighborhoods.
Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying that backing Trump in 2018 has the moral, political, or lyrical equivalence of shouting out Trump in 2010. And I am not saying Kanye West is right. For all we know, he's just tripping off the power.
Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power.
You know, when you drop some of these quotes on your guests, the look on their face is absolutely priceless, because they have idea what you're talking about sometimes. And there's still this disconnect there. You've got this music that is influencing almost everything around it and is speaking to it in a very direct way. And yet there's still a large segment of America that doesn't listen to it or doesn't get it. You're out there kind of, you know, fighting this subversive battle to bring it a little bit more into the mainstream.
No, I mean, I don't really look at it like that. I don't think I'm moving, you know, trying to move that conversation in any explicit way. And I think that what I'm doing is of a piece with really the larger point of my journalism, which is to be clear and to bring people the evidence and they can figure it out for themselves. And being clear means speaking directly about what the story is, why it matters, and what it means. So I really view it in that larger context, and this is one piece of it. You know what I mean? So you know that. I'm not saying I don't know that. I get when I throw a lyric at certain guests, they may or may not get it. But it's really a relatively small part of the larger arc, and it fits into that of being clear and plain.
Ari, so you're dropping these quotes, which is impressive in the middle of these interviews. Do you have a sneaking inkling something may come up that you may be able to use that Jay-Z quote or that Kanye quote and do a little prep work beforehand? Or is this all sort of just all there in the subconscious and you can call it up?
If you look at the examples, a lot of times it's what comes up based on the conversation. So you can't predict that. So it's very much coming out. There are times where we're working on a script and I'll pull something in. So for example, when Donald Trump got busted for basically not securing his phones as president to the degree that he should, they noted in the reporting that he has two phones, one for his tweeting and another for phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this is just too perfect because there's a very famous song by Kevin Gates. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. And it's about having a phone for transacting his drug deals and another phone for picking up the supply.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the load. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Got money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring.
You'll see if you look at the piece. Obviously, we prepared it because we went and pulled video from the actual rap video where Kevin Gates is seen holding his two phones. And I explained that Donald Trump basically has a two phones problem here and went through that. And so it's relevant, but like I wouldn't call that like a reach. We literally are just being told that he's got phones for different stuff.
And
they're unsecured, which is what made it a story that night. And then on top of that, he is dealing with the potential of phone surveillance and other issues with, you know, look at Michael Cohen and all these other issues. So it was all very on point. So yeah, that one was prepared. We put the video up. I will mention that was one that Kevin Gates then posted, and it has over 2 million views. So that's reaching a whole different, I would bet, a whole different part of the conversation than people who happen to be watching the news live that moment. I mean, just the fact that it's online means it spreads differently. So that was one that was prepared.
We have been talking to Ari Melber, the host of The Beat on MSNBC. Thanks for being our guest, Ari.
Thanks. Cheers.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the door.
So what do you think about Ari Melber using rap lyrics and metaphors in his news coverage? Give us a call at 888-859-1800 and leave a message with your opinion and why.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. But come on.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Greg, it's been too long since we got that intro music, which is for the Desert Island Jukebox. You are going to take a trip there this week, pop a quarter in, and give us a song you can't live without. What do you got?
Jim, I'm going to play a song that was inspired by my first buried treasure of the show, Soft Signs, the band out of Sacramento, California, that has a sound inspired by the band I'm going to play. In fact, Soft Signs did a B-side of a cover of the song I'm going to play by this band. The band is The House of Love. It's a British band. Connoisseurs of British rock music will probably know these guys, and not many other people will, because I think they sort of got caught between eras. You know, the Smiths' demise and then the rise of the Manchester, shoegaze, all those scenes that came up, Britpop in the 90s. There was a window there of about 5 years where there was a lot of really good British rock bands that just weren't getting any recognition at all in the U.S., mainly because just nobody seemed to care.
Well, we also had the grunge.
Yeah, we had that as well. And none of these bands fit into any of those categories very neatly. But the House of Love was one of those bands that I think their music really holds up. And if you listen to bands like the Stone Roses or Ride, you can see them lifting things and parts of the House of Love's music that really inspired what they went on to do to much more recognition a few years later. The second House of Love record, which is confusingly self-titled, just like their first record, was their best album. It's the one with the butterfly on the cover. That's how the fans recognize it. It's amazing that it came out at all. It was a fraught recording process. Couple of years to record, four producers, the band was fighting, the rhythm section went off and formed their side project. Guy Chadwick and Terry Bickers, the vocalist and songwriter and the lead guitarist, were fighting, and Bickers eventually left the band right after this album was recorded. And yet, single after single on this record, amazing songs, songs that really hold up, songs that didn't go anywhere in the U.S. charts, but deserve your attention now if you haven't caught up with them yet. I'm going to play what I consider an absolute classic from that House of Love second self-titled album, I Don't Know Why I Love You, on Sound Opinions.
Greg Kot's Desert Island Jukebox pick, House of Love, I Don't Know Why I Love You. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we have indie soul artist PJ Morton in for a live performance and interview.
Oh, PJ, you know. not mainstream enough. Yeah. Would you consider us changing some stuff? Oh, like everything about who we are. No offense, we're just trying to make you us.
And that was the moment where I was like, okay, they just want a hit. They don't care if it's at the cost of me not being who I am, you know, as an artist. Even friends of mine like, PJ, just let me give you this hit sounding song, you know, that can go next to this other urban record. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't care to do that, you mm-hmm. know. And if I do one day, then cool, you know. But I got to be able to sleep at night and know that that's authentically me.
You can find all of our episodes of Sound Opinions at soundopinions.org and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Sound Opinions was produced by Brendan Banaszak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, Andrew Gill, and we have a new intern, Hannah Edgar.
Nice to hear your voice again.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you.
New messages.
This is Seth Riddle calling from Nashville, Tennessee. And I was really excited to hear Sarah Shook and Disarmers on to night's episode as one of the top albums to listen to in 2018.
It seems my way of living don't live up to your standards.
But I was really disappointed that you didn't mention Aaron Oliva of the seminal hippie jam band Flying Mice.
I believe in a brighter day. I believe that I'll see the sun someday.
And also a third member of the Flat Duo Jets.
Love can't be right, living this way. Walk through the city, it's late in the day.
Next door neighbor of Dex Ron Weber for some years. All right, thanks.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Polk. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. And I just wanted to thank you for your mid-year list. Janelle Monáe rules.
Dirty computer breaking down, picking my face up off the ground.
I got to see her in a little outdoor stage 1 year, and I'm just so pleased that she was influenced by Prince so that that legacy can continue. And that is all I'm calling about. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Dirty computer.
Hi, I'm Patrick from Louisville. I'm a new listener. I just started a couple episodes ago because you featured the Hinds. Their album, I Don't Run, I really love. It's my second favorite album of the year. But for number one, top to bottom, the best album so far to me is Kali Uchis, her album Isolation. A Colombian singer, just a beautiful voice, has so many different stylings, a lot of collaborators, including Bootsy Collins and Tyler, the Creator. My favorite song is called Flight 22.
I know you've been patient, that's an understatement, yeah, but what can I do?
Ooh. She's just a promising young artist and, you know, has a lot to give us in the future, I hope. Kali Uchis, Isolation. Thank you.
Hey, Jim and Greg. It's Greg from Toronto, just calling with a suggestion for one of the best albums of 2018 so far. I'd like to nominate Jean Grey and Kel Chris's Everything's Fine.
Hacksaws, crash, black rock, mining off.
smack paws with the cats from the diner party.
That's an amazing snapshot of 2018 through an emotional filter of humor, rage, and absolute numbness.
Tell your father for me, I said what up, but don't call me. What's the story, glory, never? Not even when I'm salt and pepper. You'll go on and ignore me forever?
Love the show, thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Marilyn from Des Plaines. I just heard your show about the outtakes, and I just absolutely love the Alan Toussaint piano of Southern Nights.
Southern skies, have you ever noticed southern sky? Its precious beauty lies deep beyond the eye. And it goes rushing through your soul like so.
I just couldn't believe how beautiful that was. Thank you for sharing.
No more messages.
Oh, man. Me and his dog, they walked up.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.
Yes, we've seen me walk by the weeping willow.